Hey, we're back here on a Tuesday downtown. It's time to talk wine, our message in the bottle. Brought to you each week by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammett Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan with us in studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Sorry, we promised the folks out there love.
I like
so
it.
So I figured I'd start off with the love voice. And besides, it's the most beautiful time of year, and I don't mean autumn, although honestly this is my favorite time of the year. I know that's not popular with a summer set, but it's good stuff. No, this is the time of year when every fake coach and fake GM and fantasy owner in the world knows that their fake team can fake go all the way, baby. And I feel good about fake going all the way this year with my fake team. And it's just a glorious thing. I haven't done fantasy football in a long time, and now I'm geared up. We had our draft on Sunday, and from here on out, it's fake gravy.
What's the name of your fake team?
The Achievers. Oh. I always go for Lebowski. Reference when you can. I'm one of those holdovers from the early 90s. Nice.
So not the Nihilists. That's good.
No, I figure that's been taken in our league already. I'm often amused with the names of the league teams.
The day I finally do fantasy football, it will be Fake All the Way. Thank you. You've given me my team name.
There you go. Fake All the Way. It's one of the most amusing things in the world. But I asked to be part of it this year just because I really wanted to fake my enthusiasm. I really like football, but it seems like it's such a novelty sport these days that I'm like, you know what? I'm all in.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Why not?
There's one of those one-day draft companies is doing like $1 billion, you know, you pay nothing lottery. That all you have to do is draft the perfect team, which I feel like I already did on Sunday night, so I don't really know what more I have to do.
Hey, where's my money?
By the way, I have Tom Terrific as my starting quarterback. I mean, you know, 40 years of age. I'm almost 40 years of age, I believe.
Both of you at the top of your game.
We're going to go with that. I'm releasing a diet book and diet and training book soon as well.
Nice. Save that kale you've been harvesting. Yeah,
here's all the kale back by Eric Meehan.
I like it.
Cool. So anyway, speaking of actually where kale is probably still very, very popular, we are moving on in our world tour of all the countries that produce wine, at least. We're going to the grand old United States of America for the next 2 months, spending the next month in California. California, I'm sure, is sort of a played-out subject with a lot of people, but we're going to play it out some more because that's what we do. California makes a lot of wine, and when I say it makes a lot of wine, it makes so much of this nation's wine output that it really is absurd. It makes over 80%, and you know, so we all live in places now where they make wine. Even those of us in Maine, they make wine here. We account for some small percentage. Yeah, it's just it's a joke to Californians, which is good and bad. I mean, they make the plonkiest of the plonk, as the Brits would say, and they have such a diverse climate that it's almost hard to describe, frankly, talking about the state in one sort of fell swoop. So as I do every year, I kind of try to divide it into the interesting things that are happening in California, because it's just, I mean, obviously, you know, anybody who knows their geography, and I feel like that's probably less and less people in America. But for the listeners of this fine radio program, I'm sure that most of you, if not all of you, still remember what California looks like. It takes up a huge portion of our West Coast. And it is, again, just it's deserts, it's lush plains, it's valleys. It's just rife with all sorts of different conditions for the different sort of viticulture practices that people want to use, right? So you do have... every time I would go over to Europe, people would laugh about Sonoma, because in Sonoma, every square inch is planted to vine, because if you can label something Sonoma, you can charge $10 more a bottle for it, right? But of course, as we've often talked about, vines want struggle, right? They want to like reach down deep into the earth. So they have, you know, vineyards just planted in the most fertile areas, and that's all predominantly junk wine. But that's okay, because there's junk wine in every country. California just produces the majority of ours, because they just have fertility everywhere. But they are really, really fabulous in certain areas. And today we're going to sort of talk about what made certain of those areas and one of the king of all California grapes important. We're going to talk about what made California so famous. Cabernet Sauvignon is obviously the king grape of California, and Chardonnay, if California cab is the king, chart is the queen, as it were, and these are the varietals we'll talk about the most whenever we talk about California and indeed much of the world. And today we're going to talk about California's Cabernet specifically. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention exactly what made California famous, Cab and Chard-wise, which was, of course, this very, very famous tasting called the Judgment of Paris. In retrospect, it was called the Judgment of Paris. May 24th, 1976. This was set up by a British gentleman, actually, named Steve Spurrier, who did not go on to coach football. This is another guy entirely, who set up a little wine shop outside of the financial district in Paris and set up a wine education classroom above it. And he really wanted to just kind of just do something to stir up the pot. He didn't really intend to bring California to the forefront. He just kind of wanted to do something fun, just like, geez, like I might do, you know, go down to the Bangor Daily and say, hey, I'm going to do a wine tasting of, you know, this Maine winery versus this California winery or this Niagara winery and just, you know, sort of see what's going on. And so he said, you know, let's do California and let's do France and let's get all these famous Parisian and French wine critics together in a big Paris hotel and do a tasting. This is 1976, as I said. And lo and behold, California won. And it was a blind tasting. All these French wine critics, one of them was famous for saying, ah, back to France. Not back to France. He was actually drinking a California Chardonnay at the time. So this was a really, really big to-do for the California winemakers and really what launched especially Cabernet Sauvignon as the product to reach for from this area. And so what we're going to drink today is a winery that came online around the same time. It was established in 1975. This is the Alexander Valley Vineyards Winery. Now, Alexander Valley is just north of Napa. It produces a lot of the same sort of wines that Napa famously produces at, frankly, a little bit better price because Napa is a name. Not that Alexander Valley isn't, but it's less of a name. That's fortuitous for us because the particular wine that we're drinking tonight, this is the Alexander Valley Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon 2015 current vintage, is the best wine that I've had recently. Cabernet Sauvignon 100%, maybe a little Merlot, but mostly 100% Cab Sauvignon. For under $20, that is just slamming good. It's absolutely what made California Cabernet famous, just for not a lot of money. So this is, as I said, this is a family. They had some money, as a lot of wine families do, and the father invested in some of this Alexander Valley farmland. He actually bought it sight unseen, but went and had a great deal of faith in the area. And then his son really started to catch on, and then his son met a girl, as sons sometimes do, and the girl started to catch on and started to work on the bottling line. And in 1975, they established themselves as the Alexander Valley Vineyards. And in 1978, which was a fabulous vintage for both wine merchants as well as apparently Alexander Valley Vineyards Cabernet, they came up with the first vintage of the Alexander Valley Cabernet. And it is absolutely delicious. And if you folks want to know what makes Cab so good from California with the structure, with the grip, with the deep, dark berry fruits, with the slight opulence, but not over much. This is a really, really easy way to get to know it. And if you decide to spend more, and you can, on Cabernet from California, I urge you to go to a wine merchant and find out what's drinking well now, because there's a lot of wineries that are not content with charging you under $20. They're going to charge you a lot more. And it behooves you to find out what is still worth it, because a lot of people have sold off their names to large conglomerates and they're making plonk just for a lot more money now. I do want to remind everybody before I have to go that this month, September, we are in September. Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
The 21st, Thursday, is our California monthly tasting. And then on the 29th, we're going to have the Bubba's Angels massive wine, women, kittens, clothing festival. So that's Friday the 29th from 5 to 7. Of course, proceeds going to Bubba's Angels to help vets and seniors find a feline and canine companions to help them through the winter months, which are coming up ahead, sadly. But in order to get you prepared for that, we are going to be having a lot of fun events, including Bangor Beer Week coming up. So stay tuned. We're there for you. Bangor Wine and Cheese, 86 Hammond.
And I neglected to mention when we were talking to Bob Cutler that one of those rare collectible downtown baseball shirts owned by you.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I got mine maybe not once, but 2 years ago, I think.
Crazy.
When you first had them.
Yeah.
We were back in the other studio, and I wear it a lot outside just to, you know, when I'm mowing, just to let people know that.
There you go.
That's what you do.
Tells people a lot about you, I find.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm not wearing anything else except the t-shirt tells more.
Exactly, yes.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Be well.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese, Message in the Bottle every Tuesday.